I love a Tuesday. Busy day as far as guests go. And we're all over the map here, going from real estate to music. Headwaters Music Festival happening not this week, this week's Chalk Fest, but next week the festival happens here. One of my favorite guests coming in to keep me company here, Pam Erlinson. And Pam, good morning.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be here and to see you again.
Oh, it's always great to have you in here and see your smiling face. Headwaters Music Festival just keeps growing and growing and growing. And good things. Again, your brother Dave started this.
He'd be thrilled.
This is kind of what he envisioned. What's going to be happening here? Go over some pointers.
Well, we have our schedule all set for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, July 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st. And we're going to do a little different setup on Thursday night. The 18th will be in Chehinkapa Park at that wonderful new band shelter.
I got to stop you. This is where ever since I've heard about this little feature, this is where I think about Dave all the time going, this is what he would love. Go ahead.
We're going to have Whiskey Creek be a backup band for people who want to perform.
Right.
And we're looking for, I'm saying volunteers, for lots of things, but we need musicians.
Mm-hmm.
We look to support our local talent, and that's what Dave wanted to do.
Right.
And we need people to step up and say, I want to play, I want to sing. And so we're gearing up for that on Thursday. And then we have such good talent coming the other days. Steve Warner is also going to do his senior moment on
that has grown
Thursday
by
afternoon.
Leaps and bounds, too. Yeah.
It's very well attended.
Very well attended.
In the Hughes Shelter, the Rotary Hughes Shelter, it's air conditioned. We'll have some ice cream treats for folks. And that's at 2 o'clock. And again, everything's free.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't do it without our donations and our sponsors. And I wanted to mention our brother Bob started out with 5-gallon buckets from Ace Hardware.
I remember that.
Bob's Buckets.
Bob's Buckets.
So we're going to have Bob's Buckets again because the funds we take in help us pay the bands,
sure,
the musicians. And that was Dave's idea. A lot of times a local talent is, oh, can you play for us? We're not going to pay you anything. But the bands get paid, and that's what we use our funds for that,
sure,
we raise, is to pay our bands. And so, we're going to be selling our T-shirts. That helps us to raise funds.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be there. We're going to be in Wahpeton, downtown Wahpeton, on Friday. We've got... we're going to start out at the band shelter in the park, the traditional Crocious and Crew Friday afternoon, Soggy Bottom Science Boys, follow that, and then we'll be downtown with Billy D and the Crystals.
I can't wait. I am so looking forward to this. Highlight of my summer playing for that.
And you know what? When my son was here last year, he just pulled up a chair and enjoyed it. I loved it. Where's William? And found him sitting in front of Billy D and the Crystals.
I love hearing that.
And you guys drew a good crowd there.
Mm-hmm.
You had a real
looking
nice
turnout. Looking
forward
to it this year.
And it's so cool because then Jeffrey Meyer is going to play Friday evening starting at 9. And it's his 20-year class reunion. So he's doing this as part of his class reunion, you know, playing for people he knows.
That's
and he's
nice,
coming from California.
That is a nice tie-in, and I can't wait to hear it because he is a phenomenal musician.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he just dropped an album, I guess.
All
so
right.
we've got, it's going to be fun. Saturday, wonderful setup in Wells Park in Breckenridge. We're going to have the earthen stage and the trailer, and we're going to start with Jessica Stoppelworth. I love puns.
Mm-hmm.
Staff infection. Music teacher and other staff from the schools and other musicians are helping her out there. And then we have Paul Flatland featuring Loy Larson. And again, and all down in Wells Park, we're going to have a couple of food vendors. We're trying to make sure people have what they need.
Sure.
We'll have food vendors on Friday downtown, too.
Okay.
And Sandy Rowland Thursday night.
She'll be
down in the park with popcorn and, you know, snack things. People can just sit and enjoy the
Fantastic.
Music.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And, again, I want to put out a plea for those musicians to come and see what it's about. And if you know a musician, tell them.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to be able to play as well. So
yes,
we're already looking ahead to 2025.
Dave and Bob want them too, trust me. That's kind of what Dave had in mind when he started this whole thing. It's just getting people, especially kids, involved in music. So good stuff.
Yeah.
And again, Pam, if people want to donate or if they want more information about volunteering, is there somewhere they can go?
Yes, we have, we're on Facebook.
Okay.
And I can't remember.
So they can, they can just go there
they
and get all the information.
Facebook.
Okay, fantastic.
Facebook, yes. And I'm going to say the staff, the volunteers who are leading this, will have yellow T-shirts on. So if you have an idea, if you have a suggestion, if you know somebody we can contact, talk to someone in a yellow T-shirt.
Fantastic.
And I want to just reiterate again, it's free because Dave wanted musicians to be paid, but he knew people can't always pay a cover charge or, you know, pay for an expensive concert.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is 4 days, and we've got it covered, and it's free.
A lot of music.
Sunday morning in the park, Pastor Tim Collins from Inspiration Lutheran Brethren has got it all set up. The churches, several churches are collaborating. We'll have coffee and donuts and the service with great music down there. So
fantastic.
We're all set.
Pam, always great to have you in here talking Headwaters Music Festival 2024. Look forward to seeing you next week.
And it's the 5th anniversary. Dave would be so proud.
Yes, he would. He definitely would. It's turned into exactly what he was shooting for. So love to hear that.
Thank you, Bill.
Bam, good to see you. It's 9:22 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
I spend a lot of time in the garage. But even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains,